Blog Talk Radio.
That is right. You know what that music means. It's time for GTE Radio 193.5, the show about all the latest and greatest things happening right here at GTE Financial. And we are wrapping up our GTE Summer Internship Series. If you asked her, she'd say, hey, you saved the best for last. Her name is Hannah Shirley, the Member Experience Intern. Hey, Hannah, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
It is so nice to have you on the show. Yep.
It's nice to be here.
The studio audience is a little sad because they've really enjoyed the internship summer series. And a lot of people don't know this. Our studio audience, they are permanent interns because, candidly, they're not qualified to do anything else. I mean, these guys, you talk about member experience. Whew, that's why we keep them here in Texas, so far away from our beloved members. But you are the member experience intern. That member experience, there's a lot of things to experience at GTE Financial. But before we get to that, tell us a bit about Hannah.
Well, I am the member experience intern. You guys all know that by now. I currently go to USF and I'm planning to major in management information systems. I'm just kind of entering that part where I can specialize now, but I'm also kind of toying with the idea of finance. I'm not really sure which way I want to go there yet. But outside of work, I actually am competitive equestrian, so I've got a horse.
Oh.
And it's lots of fun.
Very, very cool. We have a friend here in town that very, very much into that. I actually watched this is studio audience is rolling their eyes like he's going off subject now. I watched one of those competitions one Sunday afternoon where they're jumping things.
Yep, that's what I do.
Yes, what I could – I've got to ask you this. How do you know where to go? There's no lines. There were all these things to jump, and everybody knew where to go. I was just mesmerized by
– Well, it's funny because, you know, they have a course posting outside the arena before you go in, and you have to memorize that entire course.
Whoa, knew that.
That's all by memory.
Wow. Because, I mean, and there were a bunch of them, and it wasn't like it was laid out – 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It was just like they knew. Anyway, I know people are like, come on, this is the GT Financial Show, not the U.S. Equestrian. But I think that's fast. I'm always fascinated what people do for hobbies and stuff like that. But like I said, member experience touches pretty much every area and angle of our wonderful credit union. So what kinds of – and for people that don't know, USF is the University of South Florida. What kinds of things have you been doing during your internship?
Well, you know, I mean, you really hit the nail on the head that, you know, we really touch everything that goes through to make sure that we do provide the best experience for our members. So I've been, just kind of working on a lot of projects with Nikki Wills, my AVP, kind of working alongside her and kind of doing what she does. I've also been able to get out into our community financial centers and talk to the frontline staff. You know, they're so valuable for their feedback because they're the eyes. They know what's out there and what the members are saying and what they're needing that we're maybe not completely giving them. So I was able to take a list of all that feedback and, you know, just kind of go through some different people that I knew and figure out what we can do to fix it and what we can really do to improve the experience for our members and also for our employees as well.
We've talked about this so many times on the show, especially at the community financial centers. You know, GT Financial is thinking ahead and has added a lot of technology in ease of use and the you know, smart ATMs and the on-screen and all that kind of stuff. And there is still a generation of folks out there that sometimes aren't as comfortable with that new technology as maybe some of the younger folks. Have you experienced that yourself?
You know, that was actually interesting because I did get to attend some of the go-lives out at our community financial centers where they actually installed those ITMs and we were out there, you know, helping members convert. And, you know, some people love them and then other people come in and go, you know, what have you done? And, you know, it's always an interesting process to walk them through it. And usually once they understand it, they're all on board. They go, oh, okay, that's not so bad. You know, because they think that we're trying to make everything automated. And then once they realize that they're still talking to a person and how convenient it can be, they really enjoy it.
Well, and it's a tricky balancing act because obviously the credit union has to maintain a great deal of financial stability because it's the members' money. And I think a lot of times the members sometimes don't really appreciate that. And when you look at how, you know, how much banking has just changed, when it was somebody here on GTE Radio that encouraged me to start using the, where you take a picture of your check and it's deposited.
Oh, yeah, deposit to go.
I had to do a wire transfer yesterday. I had not been to my bank. I was surprised it was still there. I didn't even know it was still there. I had not been to my bank branch in so long, which is great. I mean, do you feel like driving to the bank when it's 104 degrees outside here in Texas? No, I don't. But I had to. And I know people saying, just use ACH. Well, there's a limit on that. But no, I totally agree with you. I think GTE is planning for the future. And like you said, I think the ITMs really do strike that balance. You can still talk to somebody. You can still share the nuance of a conversation with somebody, with the ITMs. And of course, there are people in our community financial centers, if that's your thing, and you want to talk to somebody, all those folks.
Oh, yeah.
At the community financial centers. So that's, but as a person in college, I'm curious, do you have a checkbook? Do you even have checks, paper checks?
I've got one, but I think it's buried somewhere in my closet. I've got a debit card and I've got a credit card, and then I think I've got about $20 in cash, and then that is what I've got.
Wait, $20 in cash? Hey, we need to get her a raise. I'm gonna call Brian right now and say she needs to be carrying around at least $60 cash at all times. But that's funny. I do have a checkbook, and it sits right there at the front door with some singles tucked underneath the checks. It's just my what I call my pizza money when the guy comes to the door every now and then. But it is amazing. I used to go through books like Tic Tacs, and now it is very infrequent. So again, these tremendous generational changes that are occurring in banking right now, and you're seeing it for yourself, which is a great, great experience for you. And so I wanted to ask you, what has been your biggest takeaway? If somebody were to say to you, like, you know, in college, I say, what's the main idea? What's the main theme? If someone asked you after the internship ends later this month, hey, what was your biggest takeaway? What would you say?
You know, I think I learned a lot, you know, content-wise about credit unions and, you know, even the financial industry and just, you know, a lot about how this whole world works. But, you know, really the thing that kind of hit me most was the company culture here. You know, I love the way that they stand for member advocacy and even their leadership. And just, you know, they all have a passion of what they do here. And it's so hard to work here and not have that spill over into you. I mean, I come to work every morning excited because I know that we're helping the members and that we're doing something that's going to make somebody's life better. And that's so unique to have. You know, I've worked jobs before in college where, you know, you just go and you show up for 8 hours and, you know, you get your paycheck and that's it. But here, I mean, I don't tell them this, but if they cut my pay in half, I'd probably still come here.
Hold on. I've got to email the accounting department real quick. Yeah. Hey,
oh, whoops, was that live?
No. Are you kidding? They every time they hear this show, they cut my pay in half. I mean, every single time. So, listen, that's a great, great takeaway. And we don't ask people on this show their age, but if you're in college, I can kind of assume that you might be a bit younger than I am. But one of the things we've learned in generational studies is people in that millennial generation want to work for a place that has a tremendous social purpose. And it sounds like you found that at GTE Financial. And it's kind of interesting because from the outside, you know, our headquarters building looks like a financial institution, but when you walk in, it's a completely different place. It's a fun place. It's a very, very uplifting place. You know, I love coming out to Tampa when I get there. I've told this story many times. I was at one of the all-employee days, and there was a gentleman there, a great artist by the name of Eric Wall, who goes to corporate events probably every single day of the year except Christmas and New Year's. And he says, there's just something about this place. And I said, yeah, I know. It is a unique culture. So that's great that you take that away from you because you can, you know, as a young person, you can look for that when you're looking for your full-time next big gig. You're probably going to want a place, like you said, that excites you to be there each and every day. So that's awesome, Hannah. This has just been such an awesome interview. I learned some things about the equestrian that had been bugging me for about 2 months since I saw that thing on television that Sunday. But we always end the interview with a very simple question. And I think there's only been one intern who mentioned a song that I knew, but that's because I think she had the radio tuned to the a classic rock station. But what What was the last song that you listened to?
Well, let's see. The last song that I listened to was, I don't know if you're going to know this, but it was actually, what was it? Oh, man, I just forgot the name of it. Oh, it was Sorrow by Pink Floyd.
Oh, I know Pink Floyd because I was in seventh grade when We Don't Need No Education came out. And I was like, absolutely, I believe that. Amen. Can I get a witness from the congregation? I don't know that particular song, but yeah, I'm familiar with Pink Floyd. Hey, Hannah Shirley, you've been an absolute delight. We want to thank you so much for joining us on the show today. You talk about, hey, folks, we talk about this in music all the time. You got to start strong, you got to stay strong, and you got to finish strong. And our final intern of the summer internship series did just that. Hannah, whatever you do, I wish you peace and prosperity. Be careful out there that people don't know. Equestrian can be very dangerous, so be very careful.
It can be. I've been flipped over about 5 times, but that's okay. I'm still here.
That's right. You be careful. You stay strong, and best of luck to you, whatever you do in your life. I know this experience is going to accrue to you in a very, very positive way. Thank you so much for joining us, Hannah.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
All right, Hannah Shirley, everybody. Wow, what a great interview. I'm so glad she explained that. I could not figure out how those people knew. Not like the horse knew. The horse doesn't know where to go. You got to tell the horse where to go. Hey, folks, that wraps up our summer internship series. We've learned a lot from the interns. I know the interns have learned a lot from us, and that's the way an internship program is supposed to work. It's supposed to be a symbiotic relationship, and internships aren't about just making copies and getting coffee. Our interns have been doing real tangible things that have added value to the organization. So folks, as I always say, let's continue to be the people we were in the interview. Let's drive our competitors crazy and let's be in business forever. Until next we speak, my name is Jason Dias and I'll talk to you all next week. Take care. Bye.